Hi, this is Kathy. This practice is for anyone who would like to create a deeper connection to themselves and the earth, and for anyone wanting the support of an inner resource where they can let down their guard and rest. Today we will journey through the senses and visualize resting with the world's oldest and largest being on the planet, Pando. Those of you who have never practiced Yoga Nidra before, all you have to do is rest back and follow my voice. Yoga Nidra is a deeply restorative practice in which the body completely relaxes, but the mind stays alert, with a certain alertness that doesn't require any efforting at all. There's nothing that you have to know or figure out. In fact, we'll be giving the thinking mind a rest and shift from doing into sensing and perceiving. So make a comfortable yoga nidra nest for yourself where you can be open and receptive. This might mean lying down in your bed, sitting in your favorite chair, or even standing. You may want to place a pillow under the knees and an eye pillow over the eyes to encourage deeper relaxation. Making any adjustments to be a little bit more comfortable. Settling in. And noticing all the places that your body is making contact with the surface below. On the next inhalation, can you allow the body to soften into all of those places? Letting yourself be held, especially those parts of you that might feel tender or vulnerable today. Welcoming yourself exactly as you are. Allow an intention for your practice today to surface. It might be for healing, to feel a greater connection to yourself and our beautiful planet, or something else. Using your intention loosely as an anchor that you can gently return to if the mind starts to wander. Open the window to all the senses, sensing the caress of air on your skin, listening with the whole body. And rather than reaching out and trying to identify sounds, listening with an openness, just hearing, receiving, and perceiving. Hearing the layering of sounds as the eyes spread and rest back in a soft inner gaze. Noticing smells or the absence of smells. And tasting any lingering tastes in the mouth. Though sensing is not something we have to do. Letting everything just come to you. Resting here in open availability. And you might feel into the heart space and take just a moment to feel what's most important, orienting yourself to your true north. and then inviting in a feeling of ease and well-being, creating an inner sanctuary for yourself, turning towards whatever it is that helps you to feel safe and secure with yourself. This can be many things for different people. You may want to use a memory of a time in your life that you felt most like yourself, or feel the support or of a loved one or the ground below your feet. Or maybe you imagine the support of a deity. Or if you like, you can go on an inner journey with me to the world's largest and oldest living being that lives in the U.S. in the state of Utah. Pando is a stand of aspen trees that's been here at least since the last ice age. And although it looks like many trees, what they've discovered is that it is in fact one massive being. Each root and shoot are genetically all the same. This one organism grows through a large, interconnected root system, producing all the trees for 106 acres. So you might want to imagine yourself standing there on a warm, sunny day in a grassy meadow, birds singing. Inside this grove of aspen trees, with trees for as far as you can see, how it feels so timeless to stand here with these trees that have been here for thousands of years. And as you gaze at them with their radiant white, chalky bark, and how they're filled with knots that might even look like all-seeing eyes, how they grow tall and straight with perfectly formed little green leaves that rustle and quake in the breeze. Bright green leaves with silvery backs that shimmer. Their sweet smell fills your nostrils with its fragrance. And maybe as you imagine yourself standing there, you feel the warm sunlight filtering through the leaves. And you feel your shoulders just naturally melt down away from the ears, jaw relaxing, the forehead smoothing out between the eyes, feeling more and more spacious and at ease in this beautiful meadow of trees with dappled sunlight. Sensing how the space between the trees is just enough to encompass you, feeling inviting and sheltering. Letting this warm coziness wrap you up like a blanket. You might imagine yourself taking a moment to lie down on the soft and grassy earth. Just below the surface, Pando's roots are growing down deep into the earth, connecting all the trees, nourishing, regenerating, and protecting. And maybe as you rest back more and more, you can feel yourself feeling more and more rooted into the earth. How this rooting sensation commingles with the roots of Pando, feeling nourished and protected by this benevolent being. And sensing into the bottoms of the feet. Maybe there's a spreading sensation connecting you to all the trees and down into the earth. And as you gaze up at Pando's branches of shimmering leaves, you see how the branches and trunks rock and sway rhythmically as the breeze just floats through. And how even with all the tumultuous weather over the 12,000 years of Pando's life, how there's been heat, drought, wind, snowstorms, illness. But here the trees are still standing tall. And maybe as you feel into your own body, you may also be feeling the sensation of stability, resilience. How you're also flexible. Maybe this swells into a feeling of confidence. Feeling this body, how it's grown, how it's weathered life's storms. It's been healthy, ill, experienced a wide range of emotions that felt at times very serene and calm, to raging emotions of fear and anger, and all the things in between, joy, sadness. This body that's had good times and challenging times, and yet here you are, grounded and stable, breathing in and breathing out, resting here, breathing and nourishing yourself in the sense of ease and well-being on each inhalation. Letting go of stress on the exhalation. Sensing into this natural reciprocity of the breath with Pando's trees. Each inhalation, breathing in the fresh, nourishing air that Pando gives. Each exhalation, giving back to Pando. Expanding and receiving this life-giving breath on the in-breath. And exhaling and giving back to the trees on the out-breath. Experiencing this rejuvenating cycling of the breath. And maybe you notice sensations of lightness on each inhalation. And a density and heaviness on the exhalation. feeling of expanding into space on the inhalation and surrendering into the earth on the exhalation. And maybe you begin to notice how the boundaries of the body sensation become porous and not as fixed as the mind thinks with each breath. Sensing how with each breath, body sensation opens and expands beyond the boundary of the skin. Sensing out to the left of the body, out to the right, above, below, from the head to the toe, simultaneously expanding in all directions at once. Sensing into the vast stillness . How it feels unperturbable. How in this stillness, no matter what kind of turbulence might be happening in the outer circumstances of your life, this vastness is untouchable. How this vast stillness contains it all. So deeply known, even if the mind can't comprehend. Resting here in this. Resting as this. How in the source, how there's nothing to fix or change. Nothing to improve. Nobody to even be. Even as thoughts come and go, maybe there are emotions, feelings of ease and well-being generated by your inner resource, the body being breathed, sensations in the body, this body that's both finite and simultaneously timeless. And as our journey comes to a close, sensing back into the room, feeling all the places where the body is making contact with the surfaces below. Maybe the eyes blink open. Body resting. Sensing the stillness, even as wakefulness comes back on board. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. You can return to this practice anytime you need to ground yourself or could use some support. Namaste.